Okay, John.
Yes, sir.
I made three attempts to reach the customer, but each time I could only get the answering machine. So I just left a message letting the customer know that the install has been rescheduled to tomorrow. Let her know that if that's not okay, you know, to please give us a call so we can assist her with rescheduling to another day. And I left our phone number. And then I also let her know that if it is okay, you know, please give us a call to confirm that it is okay. So hopefully the customer will get the message and we'll be able to get an email sent over to, you know, let you guys know if the customer is accepting of tomorrow or if the customer is not accepting of tomorrow.
I also wanted to tell you that I reached out to her by telephone, left a voicemail. I reached out to her by text, sent her a text, and I also sent her an email, and that was at, I don't know, 8:30 this morning, no response.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm just noting the order. And I guess I'll call the DOD to make them aware.
I just have more information.
Yes, sir.
So we went to store 379, and I'd have to look at my phone to tell you exactly what time, but I think it was approximately 8:30, and there was no answer at the store. We waited for 15 minutes, rang the bell three times. So we left our recycles there, and I texted a message to the number three of that store telling him that nobody was coming to the door, because we were going to attempt to pick up the product for this order. So even if she has responded, we wouldn't have had the product in our time window, because then we had to go to that different market, to store 878, which is an hour and a half away.
Okay, let's see
so
here.
Am I going to stay on hold while you call DOD, or are you just going to call DOD?
If you could please hold, that would be wonderful. So let's
okay.
See, John.
I'm going to go away here for a minute, but I'll be back. Hopefully it doesn't hang up. You got my number?
So you said that you guys went out to store 379 to pick up this
product.
The customer's product,
yes. Right.
And no one was available at the store to release the product.
There was no answer to the door for 15 minutes, and I did communicate that to the third in command of that store by text, and I have not heard any response. But he may not be working today either. And then we had to move on to our next market, which is an hour and a half drive. We couldn't wait any longer.
Okay, let's see here. So no one arrived within that 15 minutes to allow you guys into the store to pick up the product.
Right.
Okay.
And they're usually there at like 7:30, but they didn't respond.
And you notified the third in command at the store via text regarding the issue. Okay.
His name is Jeff Bueller. If you need an exact time, I can get it for you, but I think it was around 8:30, 9 o'clock, 8:45 probably.
Around 8:30 to 8:45 a.m. Okay, let's see here. So I'll go ahead and reach out to the DOD, and I guess I'll get a breeze code just, you know, because anytime an install can't happen, we got to reach out to the DOD to let them know why the installation is unable to be completed. So I'll go ahead and reach out to the DOD, and I'll be back with you as quickly as possible.
And just to reemphasize, and they need to understand that 379 is an hour and a half away from 878, so we couldn't hang out.
Oh, I understand. Okay. All right. Well, I would ask that you please hold.
Yep,